Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And so this woman came in, and it's a long story, but the short version is she had had constant pain for either 7 or 9 years, and for about 4 or 5 years before the doctor said she couldn't live more than a month, they had pronounced that she was dead. And the way she had been able to cope with the pain, she had magnets strapped to her body, and she sewed magnets into a blanket. And somehow she wrapped herself in this blanket, and the magnetic field somehow or another helped her pain. The doctor said that on a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11. And she had just been completely incapacitated for years and years. She was years past the date that they said that she would die. So anyway, she came in. This woman had been a Presbyterian. And when I sat down, she says, "I know that God's sovereign and that God gave me this sickness for a reason. And I've just been trying to glorify God." And so I started just countering her doctrine. I said, "God didn't make you sick. God didn't do this." And I rejected that and made her reject it. And then I just started telling her all these things. I spent about 45 minutes ministering to her and telling her that God doesn't control these things, that it's God's will that she be well and that she has to take her authority. So anyway, after I ministered to her, then I prayed for her. I sat on a table because she couldn't move. And I sat on a table in front of her and grabbed her hands and I prayed for her. And I commanded that pain to leave her. And instantly her pain was gone. She took this blanket off. She stood up and she started moving around. And for the first time in 9 years, she is totally pain free. And she started just praising God. But then she says, "But I still have a burning right here in my waist in the back. Why didn't it leave?" And I said, "You didn't tell me you had a burning. I didn't talk to burning." I said, "I spoke to pain. I said, watch this." And I commanded burning to leave, and the burning was gone instantly. And so then I took this passage of scripture and I said, "Now, if you ever have another pain, or if you ever have this burning come back, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed. It doesn't mean that you lost your healing. It's just that the devil knows I mean what I say. And he flees from me. But he'll try you. He'll knock on the door. And if you have a pain, it doesn't mean you weren't healed. It's just a knock on the door, the devil trying to get back into your life. And if you say, 'Oh no, I wasn't healed,' or 'Oh no, I lost my healing,' then you open up the door and you let this thing back in. But all you got to do is do what I did and just speak and command pain or burning to leave your body and it'll obey you." And this woman just received it. So anyway, I spent nearly an hour with her by the time everything was done. And as she was getting ready to leave, she put her hand on the doorknob and she turned around and looked at me and she says, "The burning is back." And I said, "Well, I've just been teaching you what to do." And I said, "I'm not going to pray for you, but I'm going to let you pray. I'll join hands and you pray." And you got to remember that this woman an hour before was a Presbyterian, believing that God made her sick and all this stuff. So she prayed a pretty good prayer for a lady that had been a Presbyterian an hour before. And this is nearly exactly what she said. She said, "Father, I thank you that you did not give me this. You did not make me sick. It is not your will. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. I claim my healing. I am healed in the name of Jesus." You know, most people would think, "Yay, what a great prayer." That's not what God told her to pray. And so I said, "So how are you?" And she says, "I've still got the burning." And I said, "Do you know why?" And she says, "No, what's wrong?" And I said, "Because you didn't pray what God told you to pray." That's how most people pray. But that's not what the Lord told her to do. And she says, "What did I not do?" And I said, "You didn't talk to the burning. You talked to God. You confessed your faith. You said it was His will for you to be healed. And you said great things. Those are good things to say. But you did not take your authority. You did not speak to the problem and command it to leave." And she says, "You mean I'm supposed to say burning in the name of... I'm supposed to talk to burning? And I said, yes, that's exactly what I mean. She says, I'll do it. And so we joined hands again. And she goes, burning in the name of Jesus. And that's as far as she got. And she says, it's gone. That was awesome. That was back in 2001. And that woman has had a few things come back and knock on her door. She spoke to them. And you know what? She's been totally pain-free and set free from this ever since then. And it's just a classic example. This woman was saying good things. Her theology had changed. She was doing good things, but she wasn't taking her authority and speaking to the problem. Most people talk to God about their problem instead of talking to their problem about God. Most people will say, oh God, I'm poor. Would you please pour out your power? I believe that that you supply my need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you'll quote scripture and you'll do all this, but you don't take your authority. You need to stand and speak and say, in the name of Jesus, bills, I command you to be paid. I command poverty to get out of my life. Poverty, you leave me. I command this fear out of my life. Fear, I speak to you in Jesus' name, and you are not going to dominate me. This is what the Lord told us to do, is speak to our problem. Whatever it is that your problem, talk to it. And I know some of you are thinking, this is strange. This is weird. How can I talk to my toe? I promise you, talk to it. It'll respond. Say, toe in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Itch in the name of Jesus, I command you out of my life. Talk to it. And again, I remind you of Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can use your words for death or for life. You can sit there and say, I take my authority, and right now in the name of Jesus, cancer, I curse you. I kill you with my words. I speak death over you. Cancer, you will not live in this body. You have no authority in this body. You cannot dominate me. And if you believe it with your heart, you will have what you say. So curse cancer, curse the sickness, curse the infirmity, curse the itch, the botch, whatever it is. Speak to it and then release life. And say, Father, I release your supernatural healing. I speak life over my body. Body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are recovering. And you speak to yourself. Man, this is simple. And yet so many Christians miss this. Again, I praise God for you that have come out and have devoted a weekend to coming and sitting under the Word. You are bound to be the fanatics. And yet, I can guarantee you the majority of people in here, when it comes time to pray, you go to God and tell Him your need, and you ask as if you have nothing to do about it. You have no control, no authority. You come as a totally passive person asking God to do it for you instead of understanding that God has already placed His power on the inside of you, and it's up to you to release the healing power of God. He gave you His word. You can speak it in faith. And if you don't doubt, but if you believe what you say comes to pass, then you can have what you say. And you have to take your authority and you have to speak to your problem. Man, that's powerful. If you could understand this, it would revolutionize the way you pray. And you know what? This will make you so that it's hard to fit in to a lot of Christian stuff. You'll get to where you can't tolerate the way that people pray and the way that they beg God to do stuff that He's already done and He gave us authority to do. And this is going to make you a misfit. This is going to ruin you. But I guarantee you, you'll start getting results. You'll start seeing the power of God in manifestation. And if you speak to something and it doesn't come to pass, it's either because it's in the process. Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and some people would have looked at that and said, see, nothing happened. No, it happened. It happened at the roots. It just took a period of time for it to be manifest. Either you're in that process or you don't believe that what you're saying is coming to pass. So how do you deal with that? You just keep saying it. You just keep saying it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you keep saying it long enough, you'll eventually go to believing it. You know, I told you that I was supposed to have glasses when I was a kid, and I started speaking over it and believing, and my eyes improved, and they have been good. But I'd say 2 or 3 years ago, I could tell that my eyes weren't as good as they were. And you know what I began to do? I just began every morning when I got up and got ready, I would talk to my eyes. And I did that for a solid year. Just saying, eyes, you are healed. You have supernatural vision. Moses was 120 years old. His natural force wasn't abated, or his eyesight dim. He had an inferior covenant. I've got a better covenant. Eyes, you are healed. I can see. And I just would speak it over myself. And did you know what? And I don't even know when it happened, but one day I just realized, boy, I'm seeing a lot better than I was seeing. I don't even know when it happened, but you know what? My eyes got better by me just speaking it. Sometimes we make a mistake to put a date on it and say, all right, I'm going to trust God for the next week. And if it doesn't come within a week, I quit and give up. You know, the devil knows where your heart is in this. And if you've got 7 days that you're going to stand and believe God, then he'll fight you for 8. But if he knows that it doesn't matter, you're just going to say it and you're going to believe it, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. This is what you believe and you're going to do it. The devil knows that there's no give up in you, and he'll just tuck tail and run, and you'll get it easier. But there's a lot of people that are just going to try it. The devil can tell whether you're trying it or whether you really believe it. And sometimes you don't know. You think you're doing it, but you know what? Your heart's not established. But if you keep saying something over and over and over and over and over, it becomes established in your life.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD10 titled Speak to the Mountain About God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.